October 2nd, 1907. B-312. October 2nd, 1907. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I have just written a letter to Brother and Sister Nicola. I have sent you a copy of this. We should use every opportunity we have to save these souls. The Apostle Paul writes, Jude 3, 4, 20-23. We shall have more decided opposition to meet from those who have departed from the faith. Those who were once strong teachers, but who have forsaken the way of the Lord, will be just as strong in their opposition of the truth. There is need now that our people be educated to put their trust in God alone. They must learn that their trust is not to be placed in any human voice or arm of flesh. We need ever to keep in mind the experiences of the children of Israel and learn the lesson that the record of their failures is intended to teach us. The Lord wants you to understand your individual responsibility for the salvation of your soul. With the Word of God as your guide and instructor, you are to personally work out your own salvation. You are to strive to secure eternal life when you may dwell forever with the Lord. In studying how you may gain this, seek for that wisdom which God alone can impart. Accept the invitation. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. My brethren, the Apostle James writes, Count it all joy. James 1, verse 2-8. There is an individual work for all to do before our labors can accomplish anything for others. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, who, when he is tried, takes the word of life as his own, brings the promises to the Lord, and claims them as his. This man relies not on any human power, but on the strength of the Lord. Faith in the word of God will bring to us the fulfillment of his promises. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, the Savior declares. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in faith, believing, ye shall receive. When we learn to place our reliance not on the words of man, but in God, he will make that word yea and amen to us in Christ Jesus. Brother and Sister Burden, study the Word. You are not to go to any man to learn your duty. Take the Bible as your guide. Live its teachings. Ask, and ye shall receive. We all need a deeper spirituality. We should each seek God for ourselves. Let us ever remember that while we seek to follow one pattern, Christ Jesus, we are to maintain our individuality. James 1, verse 16-20. When the Word of God is received and obeyed, your light will shine forth in good works. James 1, verse 22-27.